Daff Mem Hey by Abby Levy.
Okay, we're going to start from the Mishnah because that's where Rosa went up to last time and it makes sense. It's a really, really long Mishnah, so it's really long. Okay, mitzvah arava ketzad. So the mitzvah of the arava, how is it done? Makom ki lamata mirashalayim. Shenikra Motza. So there was a place that was like I guess south from Jerusalem and it was called Motza. So it's gonna tell us a bit of a story. Yordin Lasham, so they went down to there from Yerushalayim. The Maglitin Masham Mirabiot Shal Arava. So and then they gathered there the branches of Arava. Ubain the Zikofin Otam Bitzadeh Hamizbeach. And they stood them up against the sides of the Mizbeach, so we've kind of spoken a bit about this before. So the tops of them were bent over the sides of the Mizbeach, so they were like leaning, but the tops were bent over the top kind of thing, like just dangling, I guess. Taku, vahari, vataku. So they blew a tekiah, then they blew a teruah, and then they blew another tekiah. So that was like the process that they did. So every day they went round Mizbeach one time. Okay, so like we're familiar with those as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani Vihu Hashiana. So they didn't say Ana Hashem Hashiana, I don't know. Ana Hashem Hashiana, they said this instead. Ani Vihu Hashiana. The Ota Hayom, so like on the different day of Hashanah Rabbah, Makifin et Mizbeach Shiva Pamim. So then they went round 7 times instead of 1 time. Bishat Pat Ritan. So when it was time to depart, Mahem Omrim, what did they say? Yofi Lecha Mizbeach, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Le Velecha Mizbeach, Le Velecha Mizbeach. So not that they said Yofi, that they said this sentence instead. So the Le means like, it's nice, like, glory is to the Mizbeach, and glory is to the Mizbeach, basically. Kama'asi b'chol. So, this is what they did when it wasn't Yom Tov with the Arava. Kachama'asi b'Shabbat. So, well, the same as they did on Chol, the same as they did on Shabbat. So, it was the same thing that they did. Eila she'yi maklifin otam me'erev Shabbat. So, instead, they gathered the branches before Shabbat, so it's not Moksa. V'menichem ota be Gigiot Shal Zahav, and they placed them in basins of silver, of gold, Kadei Shalo Yachmushu, so they didn't wither, because if they were picking them before Shabbat, they didn't want them to wither over Shabbat, so they put them in water basically to keep them alive. Rav Yochanan ben Baruch Amar, Chariot Shal Dakal Hayumavien, so they were used to bring palm twigs. And they beat them on the ground next to the Mizbeach. And that the day that they beat them on the sides was called the beating of the palm branches. Like the day of the beating of the palm branches.
The thing
branches.
Is, this day the same as Hoshana Rabbah?
He's calling it a different name. I think...
Just that they've used like Oto Hayom.
Yeah.
Both times.
Yeah, you're right. I think it is. Because Hoshana Rabbah is when you beat it. Yeah, that makes sense. Miyad hatinakot shimshin et lulavehem. So from the hands of children, they took the lulavs. V'ochlin et rogehen, and they ate their etrogs. Okay. So that is the end of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara, Tana. Makom Kuyana Hu. So the place that was, it's interpreting the place called Motza that we spoke about in the beginning of the Mishnah, interprets that place as... Kalnia, I think that says, yeah, it interprets it as it's called Kalnia. Have Tana Dedain, my Tama create le Motza. So, why does the Tana before say that it was called Motza if we know that it's called Kalina? Idi, Demifak, sorry, I'm not very good at reading Gemara. Mikaraga Demacha create le Motza. So the reason why it's called Motzah is because that place was exempt from the king's tax. So that was why it was called Motzah. But it was really called Kalnia, basically. Yes, that's a little sugya in itself. Ebein v'skufin otam b'tzadei b'chol. Okay, so this is now about the part of the Mishnah that said that they stood the Arava up on the side with the Mizbeach, with the tops bent over. So we're going to go into a whole thing about what that actually means now. So that's for a while now. Okay. So Tana tells us, robots were arachot. So the arachot were large and they were long. The govahot echad asar amah. So echad asar amah. So they were, their height was 11 amot. Kadesha hiyu gochot al hamizbeach amah. So they were 11 amot tall, so that they bent over one amah on top of the mizbeach. So we're interpreting the Mishnah saying it's bent over as it's bent over by one amah.
They're saying the Aravot themselves are 11 amot tall.
Yeah. So they bend over by one at the top.
Rather than like the tree.
It is, but we're going to learn about all the measurements of the Mizbeach, and then you can see the Mizbeach is also like massive. So they're very
little
things.
Things
you
see. Oh, use like a branch.
That's true. Yeah, I suppose if you think of like a hole.
But there's a whole thing, I guess. Yeah. Amar Meimar Mashem Rav Zutra. So Meimar said in the name of Rav Zutra. Shma Mina. So learn from this. Al Hayosod Manach Lehu. They place. Second. They placed them on the base of the Mizbeach. That's the like Yosod Manach. They placed them on the base, which was one Amar high, basically. So the base of the Mizbeach was one Amar high. Dai Salka Deitcha, you would think that Aara Menach Lahu Mechadei, like if you thought that they had placed them on the ground, well, they didn't, they were saying that they placed them on the base. So the base of the Mizbeach basically was like one amma high and like went out also one amma like wide, I guess. Zehi Yasod. So that was the measurements of the base. Allah Khamash v'nechnas amma zehu sovev. So this was the like the surrounding bits. It went up five amma and it went out like one amma. So that was the measurements of that. Allah Shalosh Zahu Makam Karanot. So they went up three amot, and that was the like horns basically on top of the Mizbeach that are like extra blocks standing on top. So if you add all those measurements together, you have the one amah of the base and then the five of the actual going round plus the one of the horns, that's nine, right? Because we said there was going to be Mizbeach was like nine amot high, and then the Aravot was standing on the base and they were going over by one. Okay, so Gochot Al Gavei HaMizbeach. Hechi mish kachat la. So, like, what about the horns on top of the Mizbeach? Like, how does that add enough height for it to be leaning over one amah if they were 11 amah? Ela la shma mina isod manach lehu. Maybe we can learn from this that instead of laying the arava on the ground next to Mizbeach, we laid them on the base because that would still give them the right height over to be leaning over. Shmamina, so that's proven. So it's proven that the Aravot were laying on the base and not on the floor next to the Mizbeach, basically. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Maikra, so what's the proof of this? Like, what verse tells us that this is true? Shana Amar, Isruchag Abotim Ard Karnot HaMizbeach. So on the Isruchag, you bring branches on the Karnot HaMizbeach. Karnot, we just explained, are the horns of the Mizbeach. So we must know the proof from there. Amarabi Abahu, Amarab Elazar. Kolhana tell Lulav, Ber Agador, Vahadas, Ber Avatar, Maala, Alav Ktuv, Kiilu Banamas, Beach, Ver Kriv, Alav Korban. So, anyone who like takes and shakes the Lulav in its binding, that's Bagador, so like inside its binding, and the Hadas with its braiding. The verse regards them like they have brought a, they've built a Mizbeach and they've brought a korban on it. So how do we know this? Shana Amar. Isruchag Avotim Ad Kanat HaMizbeach. So again, this is like the same verse as we had proof of before. But Avotim is like the Lilav's braiding, basically. So that's a different way of interpreting the verse to say that you can't bring it and it's braiding or and it's binding or anything like that. Amarav Yirmiya Mishem Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Virav Yochanan Mishem Rabbi Shimon Ha mechazay mishum rav yotanan ha mechati. So all these people are saying the names of all these people. Kol ha aser. So anyone who brings it in the bindings. Isur lechag achila va'ashdia. So it's an addition to the chag in eating and drinking. Basically, Isur lechag could also be interpreted another way as having like better food and drink on Yom Tov to like elevate the Yom Tov basically. So this is like a further way we could interpret this verse of the Isur lechag. So again, if they have done this, if they've had the better food and drink on Yom Tov, again it's considered like the verse considers them like they've built a mizbeach and bore a korban on it. So avotim can also mean like fat cattle. So like that's how you're elevating your food by having like fattier, better meat to eat from on the chag. Amar Chizkia, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Mishim Rashbi, Kol HaMitzvot Kulan. So all the mitzvot we were talking about, so like that's like the mitzvot of the Lulav and the Arava. Ein Adam Yotzeh Bahem, Ela Derech Gadlehem. So you're not like fulfilled in them unless the objects involved, so the Lulav, the Arava, in the same position as when they grow. So they grow like from the roots upward, right? So when you're doing the mitzvah, you have to hold them with the roots facing down and with like the tops facing upwards. You can't hold them like upside down in a way different to as they grow, or you're not yotzei in the mitzvah basically. Shana Amar Atzei Shetim Omdin. So like Atzei Shetim is like, I don't know how to pronounce this word, but like Asakia trees. It's like A-C-A-C-I-A. Do you know how to pronounce it?
Acacia.
Acacia. Okay, fine. Acacia trees.
In my mind.
Acacia. Acacia.
Oh, I like kind of like Asai. You know when like... you know when you like only have a word that you only read in like Chumash translations, so you've never had to like...
Acacia?
Acacia.
Acacia. That's wonderful. And then, no, I'm never gonna... I wonder how long...
What did you say today?
Oh, Cheryl has some great lyrics. Cheryl wrote the lyrics for you.
What words are you trying to say?
It will come to me. It was brilliant.
Let me know if you remember.
When it comes, really, when it comes to me.
Free entertainment.
She did it twice as well, the same word.
Wait, so this is acacia. Okay, fine. Okay, thank you guys. I never knew how to pronounce it. I just saw it.
It's like Shimon.
What is the actual tree? Does anyone know what an acacia tree is?
I think it's like the white outside and the and like orangey inside.
The one that you can like.
Do you know what I used to call those trees? They were the JoJo trees.
Do you know what? This is really coming to me. Sometimes you think that's
the ones that you can peel up.
So far off you. Like it's
used to peel
them
up, but it's not.
It's like,
I'm pretty sure they have them in Minecraft.
They had them independent as well, for those trees.
They had them in our primary school.
They were such fun trees.
JoJo.
JoJo, is that what you call them?
Oh God, just as you call them JoJo.
I don't know if it was just a me thing or if it was more people thing.
I don't remember that, but you also remember tons of things that I don't remember.
That's the lucky one with the
drawers. No, that's not what the peel.
No, that's not the peel. I think it's like orange on the inside.
It could be as well. These aren't the specific trees that I'm envisaging.
Wait, so our side trees are white trees. I mean,
acacia, no.
No.
Okay, I've never seen those trees though outside of India.
Same, they only exist there. I don't know what they are.
Okay,
so basically.
You think one of the ones where you like peel it?
Yeah. Never seen them anywhere that's not there.
Okay, fine. So these acacia trees, the verse says that they're standing up. So that's proof for showing that the lulav and the everything else must be in the same positions and they grow for you to be yotze in the mitzvah. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi. Acacia tim omdin, so that's the verse we just read, means shomdim derech gadlehen. Okay, so basically, yeah, same thing. It means that they are in the same direction as their growth. So now we're going to go on to a different interpretation of omdim. So dvar achar, omdin means shema omdin et tsifuyin, so that the coating is standing. So that means, basically, they held the gold coating, basically. So they, like, Stanley means it's like the plates, there's like plates of gold and they're nailed to boards with gold nails on the Mizbeach. So standing could mean it's like, could be interpreted as also it's holding the gold coating, like causing it, the nails to like hold the board so they're like standing up. A third interpretation, Tabarach Ar Omdim, equals Shema Ta'amar, you might say, Avad Sivram V'Batal Sichyen. Basically, you might say that your expectations were annulled because we, the Mishkan, like, we've lost the Mishkan disappeared, so you might say, no, like, it can't be because the boards disappeared, they were in the Mishkan is never appearing, so, like, yeah, that's annulled, the boards will never reappear again, the boards we just talked about, the golden ones. Tamid Lomar, I'd say, Shetim Omdim, She Omdim Lo Olam Vum Ome Olamem, so, no, this verse comes to teach us that it's not lost forever, they're gonna basically stand to all eternity. I think, like, figuratively, but yeah, they're going to stand all eternity. So you don't say that, like, all the hope is lost.
Yeah, so...
But Amar Chizkia, Amar Rav Yimriyam Hashem Roshbi. So he says, Yechol... So now it goes on to really kind of, like, a random tangent. Don't really know, like, how this happens, but it's fun. Yechol ani lepater et kol ha'alam kola min hadim. So basically, just for some background, Rav Chizkia was a man who had like a lot of like suffering and troubles. I think like he was poor and he also had like physical ailments as well. So he basically said, I could exempt all of the world from like the bad din that Hashem put on it from the day I was born until now. Like as a result, like in merit of his troubles and suffering, he could exempt the whole world. Elmali Elazar Bani Imi, if my son Elazar with me as well, Miyom Shinivra Ha'olam Adachshav, we could annul it from the day that the world was born until now.
Is this Chizkia speaking or is it Rashbi?
It's Chizkia speaking.
Yeah, it was...
Oh, in the name of hang on, you're right. In the name of Rashbi.
Because I feel like I remember Rashbi saying like, yeah, all these things. You're right. Like, I'm the coolest, like, I'm the greatest man who's ever lived. My son Eliezer, like, wait for him, he's the greatest.
It's basically the whole thing, yeah, no, sorry, you're right, it is, he's saying it in place of Rashbi, yeah, he's saying it for Rashbi. Yeah, so then Rashbi is basically saying, if my son Eliezer was me, then we could annul it from when the world was created until now. Yotam ben Azihu Amenu, so if Yotam ben Azihu was with us, and he is the king of Yehuda, and he was apparently one of the most righteous and pious kings. Miyom Shinivra Ha'olam Ad Safar, from the day that the world was created until the end of the world, basically. So we could annul the entire thing in our merits of all our righteous deeds and all our suffering and all of that. For Amar Chizkia, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Mishim Rashbi, so he also says as a next statement, Ra'iti B'nei Aliyah, so the hem Martin, so he's seen who will see Hashem clearly in the next world. So when someone dies, if they like see Hashem clearly or not, he's seen who will be able to see Hashem in the next world, and they are a few. There's only a few people that see Hashem clearly in the next world. Im elef hen ani v'benim hen. If there are 1,000 people, me and my son are within them. So yeah, basically, I agree. I'm amazing.
No.
Im me'ahem ani v'benim hen. If there's only 100 of them, me and my son are within them. Im shnein hem ani v'benim hen. If there's only 2 of them, it's me and my son.
There's one. It's very like Stom vibes, yeah. But like the flip.
Very well.
Storm.
When he's like, if there's a Gemara would comment on that kind of like on their behavior, on being like that.
Maybe
I haven't looked.
I feel like that's such like a Rashbi kind of like I would have expected that of Rashbi.
But like, I guess he is speaking the truth. Probably, like he probably is speaking the truth. Yeah. It's probably for a reason. But you're right, it is a bit.
You know, like the whole story of him like living in a cave with his son, and they like get the word of God straight to them, and they don't have to find any food or anything because it's brought to them.
If you think about it from their perspective, it's not that I'm sure there's like way deeper explanation for what he's saying, but like you could like make it make sense.
sense, you know what I mean? It's you and your son, you've, like, I can't remember when you're in there, but for a lot, many years, you, like, feel like you're the only two people who are, like, doing something that,
so if you don't have...
believe anyone should be doing.
If you don't have anyone higher than you to go ask questions about Torah too, then you and you happen to be smart because you're the one everyone's asking, then you can make the rational decision that you must be two people.
Yeah, but even if he knows it, would you say it? Like, do you know what I mean? If I knew all of that about me, which obviously I'm not on that level, but like, I wouldn't go around saying it.
Maybe that was like important to say.
Like, I am the guard all her doors.
I don't know, like, I get it now.
Like, do people who are guard all the doors be like, oh yeah, I'm the guard all the
doors? You have to, yeah. Because you're like,
at some point you do have to, yeah. Like, it's not humility anymore, it's just recognizing your position, basically. At some point you have to.
Was the leader of the Jewish people. He had to do stuff as a leader, even though he was.
But he was still very humble. Like, whenever, like, I mean, in this past Parsha, when God like calls out to him, he refers to himself as a small olive, so like shows that even he sees himself as small, even though he is the leader of the people. So if Moshe, the guy who
you can be humble and also Moshe's say known, as a fact, I'm the most righteous person in this generation.
Exactly, because he's known for being humble, yet he's the lead.
I think
you can do both.
Also, I think maybe we're seeing this a bit out of context. Like, obviously, it's in the Gemara I'm saying, but, like, I'm sure he said this in context of something else that it needed to be said. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't read the Rashi on it, as I said. Is there a Rashi on it yet?
Rai nida fima sabri otshin. I think it's...
He was in his sort of like Kabbalistic state, wasn't he? So he probably like saw all sorts of mystical.
Maybe it's really to do not with like who's like the best. It's like I'm the best person here. It's who's receiving more of like Hashem's, like who has the highest level of Nevoah around it. Like people would make that note. People knew about that. It wasn't like a secret. If you had Nevoah, you want to share it. So it was probably pretty clear if he was receiving more of. He's not saying I'm the best. I'm the biggest tzaddik. He's saying, like, I'm the one receiving the most of, like, Hashem's, which is, like, not as bad.
Yeah, it's true. Fair enough. I guess we'll just have to live with him. He said what he said. It was a long time ago, so... okay, so if there's two, then me and my son are them. Okay. Ami Zutri Kule Hai. So are they so few? How do we know that there are so few? Like he's saying that was 1,000, that was 100, that was 2, and he said before that was so few. Baha Amar Rabba, so like we know this because Rabba says, Tmani Surei Alfe Dara Habe. So the row before Hashem is 18,000, basically. Dekima Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the row before Hashem is 18,000. Shana Amar, how do we know this? Saviv Shmana Asar Elef, so he's surrounded by 18,000. But we said it was way fewer than 18,000, so how could that be? Lo kasha, there's no difficulty here. Ha demistakli ba asfakuria, ha meira, ha de lo mistakli ba afkara hameira. So there's some people, there's those people that will see Hashem clearly, like basically like they're standing like in a mirror, like with no partition between them and Hashem. And this is talking about the 18,000 is how many people will see Hashem like clouded, like through a partition, not 100% clearly, basically. So it's talking about two different levels of seeing Hashem. The demastakle ba'asakreira, hama'ira mi zutre kolehi. And do we know that the people that see him clearly are also so few as well? How do we know that? The ha'amar Abaye, because Abaye says, lo pachot alma mit latin ve shitad sadike midakable panei shechina b'chol hayom. So the world never has less than 36 sadikim that receive the shechina of Hashem every day. So like kind of like the storm situation, you're right, like there's got to be 36 for the world to survive. Shana amar ashrei kol chukei lo, so fortunate is everyone that like waits for him. Lo begematria, so the lamed and the vav, talten b'shitave is 36. So lo kasha, so we said it's 36. So how can you say that it's 18,000? We just realized it's 36. Ha de ilte, belbar ha de ilte belobar. So 36 is that can enter Hashem's like presence with permission only, and the rest is people that don't need permission to enter Hashem's presence, even though they like if they can see him clearly in Olam Haba. Okay, so that closes the whole sugya about that. I don't really know why it went into that tangent, but yeah. But that's the end of that discussion, basically. So now it goes on to the next part of the Mishnah. So this is talking about when it was time to go, what did they say? And the verse tells us, Yofi lecha mizbeach, Yofi lecha mizbeach. So we've got two different opinions on what they said at the end of going round the Mizbeach. So basically, he associates Hashem's name with something else here, because we're saying, like, O to you Hashem, O to you altar. So you're basically associating with Hashem with something else in the same sentence, which is obviously problematic. So Vatanya, Kol Hamishatap et Shem Shemayim Bedavar Achar, Naakar Men Ha'olam. So anyone who associates Hashem's name with like something else is uprooted from the world. So yeah, we're really not allowed to do this. It's like a massive prohibition. So how can he say that this is what we say? Because we can't say that. Shna Amar. Bilti la Hashem levado, like there's nothing except Hashem. You can't equate him to anything. Hachi ka'amre, le anachnu modim. So maybe it's we're saying we're giving thanks to you, Hashem. V'lecha anu mishabchin, and like to you we're praising. So like we're giving thanks to Hashem and like we're praising his mishkan basically. So that's how you can differentiate between them and say we're not equating them. We're saying different things to them. Le anachnu modim ve'lecha anachnu mek listen, basically, yeah. So there's two different things that we're doing to Hashem. So yeah, that's a little sugya about the dispute in the Mishnah about what you say. So one of them saying you must be saying this, and one of them saying no, you must be saying something else because you can't equate Hashem's name. So this is how we explain both of them. Okay, so the next sugya, which is the last one we're gonna do. Is in, if you go back to the Mishnah, it's about Kama Asehu Bechol, Ken Asehu B'Shabbat. So we do the same thing on a weekday as we do on Shabbat, and that is that, like, except you gather the branches on the day on Chol, but you gather the branches the day before on Shabbat and you put in the gold basins so they don't wither. Yeah. And then, like, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka says that you beat the palm twigs on the ground next to the Mizbeach, and that is the day of the beating of the palm branches, Hashanah Rabbah. Okay, fine. So, Amar Rav Hina, my tema to Rav Yochanan ben Broka. So, what is the reason for him saying this? Dichtiv kapot shanayim. So, it says kapot, we beat the branches, so it means shanayim, it means plural, because kapot is in plural. So, what is this plural? What is the two? Achad lalulav, achad lemezbeach. So one, you beat it like for the one branch for the lulav and one branch for the mezbeach. Rabbanan amre, kapat. But the Rabbanan disagree and they say that it's in singular, kapat kativ. So there's like a disagreement about like that. That's why his reasoning. He says because it has to be two, but the Rabbanan don't say that because they say it's singular. Rav Levi Omer. Katamar. So Rav Levi says that Israel, like the Jewish people, are like a date. Ma tamar ze in lav ela lav echad af Yisrael in lahem ela lav echad la'avihem b'shamayim. So
it's topical.
As well?
It's topical. Not really, just Israel.
Oh, Israel. Yeah, basically the wrong way around.
Tell them.
Yeah, tell them this Gemara, they'll listen. Okay, so about the date, it's basically that apparently the marrow of the date is found in the central branch only. So that's what it means by the date has like one central heart. So just as the date has one central heart, the Jewish people, their heart is also central one place, and that is to Hashem. So really everyone should only be focusing on Hashem. So that is why we're compared to a date. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So that's closed off, new discussion. lulav shiva v'sukha yom echad. So we say the bracha for a lulav for 7 days, but we only say the bracha for the sukha on the first day. So my tamer, what's the reason for this? Lulav de mafsike leilot miyamim. Kol yoma mitzvah be'afia ne fashiyahu. So each and every day for lulav is a new mitzvah. That's why we say a mitzvah 7 times, because we don't have a mitzvah for lulav at night. But on the other hand, sukkah delo mafsike leilot miyamim kulu shiva ke'echad yoma arechad amu. But for sukkah, we have an obligation to be in the sukkah the entire time, days and nights, and to sit there as well. So it's the whole chag is basically considered one long day. So that's why we only say one bracha on sukkah. Rava bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad. So he says the other way around. You say a bracha for every day for sukkah, but you only say a bracha on a lulav once. My tema, so what's his reason for that? Sukkah d'oraita shiva. So sukkah, we have a mitzvah from the Torah to sit in it for 7 days. Lulav d'rabanan sage le bechad yoma. So a lulav is sufficient if we do it for the first day with the bracha, basically. So that's why it's different in the levels of the mitzvah. So ki ata rabin. So rabin came from Israel to Babel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, echadzav echadzah shiva. He said, both of them you say seven mitzvah on each of the 7 days for. Amar Rabbi Yosef, nakut de Rabba bar Chana biadein, v'de kulehu amare kemi kavate besika. So he said, like, we take the decision in the hands of Rabba bar Chana. The Amorahim rule like him that for sukkah there has to be a bracha each of the 7 days. So because the Amorahim rule like him before, we take the decision into his hands again and we rule like him, his ruling that there has to be a different bracha for each of the 7 days of sitting in the sukkah. And yeah, we'll end at that, the full stop. So yeah.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Thank you.